Are we controlling?
Yeah.
Yes. Do we like things to go a certain way? Do we think our way is the right way? I mean, in general, yeah. Yeah, we do. Do we think it's about us? Do we think that other people care when we stop drinking because we think they notice? And then we find out that nobody cares because it's not actually about us. And then that's like, oh, that's sort of bizarre. We think that if we have a clean house, that it magically means something about the quality of our life or of our personality or of our character. And we think that we can control what other people think about us. And so we try to behave in certain ways that we think makes people like us or makes people see us in a certain way, which is why sometimes those of us who are people pleasers find it difficult to say no and to put up boundaries and to take better care of ourselves. But that isn't actually the question that Gabby Girl is asking. She's saying, I'm wondering if alcohol dependency has something to do with control. Okay, let's just answer that part. Yes. Because we want to manage our feelings and we want to feel better and we want to feel less anxious or less worried or relax or unwind. And we want something to happen very quickly. And alcohol is a way to sort of instantaneously change your feeling. It's kind of a blunt instrument though, right? And it's not an adaptive instrument. You've heard me talk about maladaptive and adaptive. A maladaptive thing is something that does the job but is making another problem at the same time. And so does drinking help you? Does it make you think that you're feeling unwound if you're feeling wound up? Yes, it does. But it has a way also of blunting everything, including positive feelings. So if you feel a bit out of control, it probably means that you're having feelings that you're not used to having because you're used to having them blunted. You're used to pouring alcohol on your head. And so you're not familiar with this sort of up and downness that is regular life.